Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Riles, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our program today features a recent speaker at our Slidell Ministers Association meeting. Hope you enjoy it.
I don't know about y'all, but I feel like having church in here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! I'm Elder Delron Butler from Greater North Shore Full Gospel Baptist Church. Some of you may know me as past secretary of Minister Alliance of Greater St. Tammany. Some of you may know me as chaplain for the corner office. I'm a present member of Slidell Ministers Alliance. And some of you may know me as clergy of St. Tammany Parish Jail. Some of you that's older may know that I was on the front line when we integrated Slidell with Reverend Tommy Smith Sr. So I think we come from a mighty long way. As I look out in the audience, I see how God is bringing us in a unity, how we meet and how we fellowship. And you know what? I just give him glory because he's a powerful God. I remember a quote from Martin Luther King when he began to say, white man and black man shall walk hand in hand. And I thank God I see it together as us unity today. We can speak with one another. We can fellowship with one another. And I just thank God from that. I mean, I'm not supposed to be preaching, no. Yeah. Hallelujah. I was raised in Slidell, Louisiana, in a little place called Bayou Paquet. I love Slidell. I don't care what nobody say about Slidell. We have excellent law enforcement, first responder, and I'm proud to say I live in Slidell, Louisiana, and I can go to bed and I can sleep at night and not worry if nobody jumped through the window. So I just thank God. I'm presently married to Anthony Butler. He's a musician. He's been around the world. I have three loving children that I raised as a single parents after me and my first husband separated, which all has successfully completed high school and college. I used to have to work two and three jobs. And then back in the days, they had trained you to go. If you wanted a training, you could get training, get money, go to school. And I've been to so many schools getting that money, y'all, because I realized one thing about it. I had to take care of my children. I'm presently attending Greater North Shore Full Gospel Baptist Church under the leadership of Robert J. Taylor. I serve as team leader at the Slidell Nursing Home and the outreach minister. And I don't want to name all the other stuff that I serve in as at the church, but I'm the host of many other ministries. I studied at Southern University of New Orleans under the guidance of who is now called Judge Harold E. Cantrell. I had received a welder certificate from Mississippi Gulf Coast Junior College. I'm a graduate of Christian Bible College of Southeast Louisiana, where I received a bachelor's in theology in 2015. In that same year, I was ordained elder of Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship International. I graduated with a master's of theology from Christian Bible College. And in 2019, I received my graduate specialist degree. One of my major impact in life event is that in 1980, I heard him preach a word. I heard my sister talking about the Holy Spirit. In 1988, I was ordained a minister in the gospel, and a great transformation came upon my life and my children's life. Sometimes I look and say, Lord, if it weren't for you, where would we be today? Where would I be? But he has been a God. He's been a father to the fatherless. It's just been my everything in life. Before I got saved, here go my testimony. I was a fighter. You didn't play with me, and I didn't play with you. I was on the mean side. I really was. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I wasn't nothing nice. I could have, in a curse, I just like to curse. I would curse you out in English, and I could curse you out in Creole. However it was, I was going to curse you out, you know. But I thank and praise God I'm no longer that anymore. I remember my sister. She used to like to party and have a good time. And one day the phone rang and I answered the phone and she said, guess what, sis? I said, what? She said, I received the Holy Ghost. I said, what's the Holy Ghost? I said, oh, no. I threw the phone. I said, Mama, take it. She done gone crazy. But as I began to look at her life, I began to see such a change in her life. I seen this, she didn't desire to go out to bar. She didn't desire to do any old evil thing. I began to watch her life. I began to see the transformation in her life. And I began to say, God, I want that. She said, sis, come and see a man. She said, that could tell you all about yourself. And I began to say, oh, yeah, God, if you real, I said, let me know you real. I said, tell me something that nobody, not my mama, daddy, sister, brother, let that man of God tell me something that nobody know. Then I believe you real. Man, I went to a revival. And when they called me up, he's called me. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. He said, sister, stand up. And when I stand up, he said, it was time in your life. He said, when your leg gave out on the dance floor. And I said, my God, I know there's a God. And I began. I went the next night. And all I had to do was repent to get him. See, one thing about salvation, salvation is free. All you got to do is be ready to give up that old life and turn your life over to God. And I began when I began to reach out when they made altar call. And I went up to the altar and I began to say, God, I want this Holy Ghost. I want a change in my life. I want to be different, God. I don't want to stay the same old way, full of hate. I said, I don't want to do it. That night, I received the Holy Spirit, and I just appreciate God. That night, a transformation came over my body and over my children's life. My children grew up in church, and I thank God about that. But I'm telling you, man, it's nothing like living for Jesus. In 1988, like I said before, I was ordained an elder. But, man, I was kind of scared to tell people that I was saved because I thought if I slipped, then I'm going to say, she ain't saved. But my God, I didn't have to pretend anymore. I began to walk up in the Lord. I began to learn his way. I began to let that word manifest in my life. And I began to see a growth in God. People began to see me. I began to go out in the highways and hedges. See, it's easy to preach in the church house, Ben Morris, but don't nobody want to hit them corners. I began to go back in the corners. I began to go to desire. Fish a project, places that nobody wanted to go. And I began to tell them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I said, all you got to do is repent, or we are all likewise perish. But y'all, even back then, in those days, people was coming out to hear the word of God. People was getting saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. My God, right there in a Fish and Desire project. And I just thank God because he's got a people growing up. We that own me now. Paul and Peter, and them, they did their job. But it's for us to go out there and do our job. And this is my testimony. Pick it up, man.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.